Manny, speaking of watch parties, I wouldn't be surprised if we're doing a watch party for this year's grand final. And it got me thinking, and I've spoken about this before. I think I spoke about it with Julian King when you were doing the Comm Games. I have got no issue, no worry, no qualms if the NRL decide, if the NRL used last year and they use this year as a way to decide, okay, why don't we just take our biggest event, our grand final, to the highest bidder each year? I've got no worries if it goes to Suncorp Stadium next year. In 2024, we see it at the MCG. In 2025, we see it at Optus Stadium. Can you imagine if the Melbourne Storm got to host the Manly Seagulls, the Cronulla Sharks, the Roosters, the Broncos in a grand final at the MCG? I think it would be spectacular. I may be on the outer here. I know a lot of the listeners are probably on the outer. No, Sydney need to host a grand final. They've got that arrangement with the New South Wales government. But I think last year showed it. I think who knows what's going to happen with the grand final this year. I just think it would be great to see the grand final go across the nation. It doesn't have to be each year. It can be every second or third year like we do with Origin where there's a neutral venue. I just think it would be really cool.
See, this is the thing. In a perfect world, you go, okay, next year we're going to do it at the MCG. Massive crowds, you know that it'll rate well, all that kind of stuff. But what happened if Melbourne don't make the grand final?
Yes, that's a big worry.
And that's the bummer. However, what happens if there's no Sydney team in the grand final? And it's sitting right here. It happened before, obviously. So, you know, this is the sort of balance that you've got to take. I'm with you. I'm actually a fan. I don't see the need for it to be in one place the whole time. I mean, it's not the tradition like the MCG is the tradition of the AFL. I mean, the grand final in rugby league has gone from the Sydney Cricket Ground, Sydney Football Stadium, out there at a Accor Stadium. So it's not the Saturday at the G that the AFL has. You know, Saturday afternoon at the MCG is a tradition of that sport. It's the biggest day that they've got. And if we had that tradition, if every single grand final was all... I grew up watching grand finals at the SCG.
Mm.
And I remember the year that we went from the SCG to the SFS next door. And I went to both of them. Now, I still wanted to be next door because that was the tradition that I grew up with at the SCG. So I think it's a little bit different now for rugby league. I guess the other part of that is, okay, if you go to Optus Stadium, they give us the biggest amount of money. Say they give you $20 million, whatever the hell it is. I think what you've got to do is allocate some of that money across the years back to suburban grounds.
Yes, I agree.
Now, that's different because then it's a suburban ground stadium discussion where money comes in from governments, etc. But if you could say that as the ARL commission, then I think you're going to alienate a lot of fans by saying we're going to move it around the country, but you're going to help a lot of fans by saying, well, the money that we're getting for doing that is going to go straight back to making your experience on the hill at Leichhardt Oval, for instance, a whole lot better. There you go. Solved that problem. By the way, it was Mal from the Central Coast who said, Webby's Watler. He said, sorry, mate, didn't mean to try and put you out of a job. Mal, good on you, mate. Webby's Watler, I think, is probably leading at the moment in terms of segment names.
And I like, Matty, I like big stadiums, but why can't we... Okay, you got Leichhardt Oval, you got Shark Park, you got Brookie. Look at what Brookie's done with that Bob Fulton stand. It looks spectacular. It looks awesome. Why can't they do that for the other, I don't know if it's the southern or northern end, and then do that for the hill? Why can't we develop really good, really state-of-the-art, modern 15,000 to 20,000 seat stadiums at Brookie, at Shark Park, at Leichhardt Oval? I was at Leichhardt Oval a few weeks ago for a schoolboy rugby game on a Saturday afternoon. It was packed. It was a great atmosphere. But the facilities there are terrible.
Yep.
They are terrible. You go to a toilet in a tin shed, you got food trucks on the hill, which are terrible. Make it modern stadiums and just put it in there. I think it would be fantastic.
Mate, I was at Queensland Raceway last weekend for the Speed Series out at Ipswich, right? Now, it's been there for a long, long time, and it's not the flashiest joint in the world. A businessman by the name of Tony Quinn has now bought it. He's gone in there. He spent a few dollars to fix up the very simple things. Toilets, you know, watching areas, shade sails, etc. It doesn't take a lot to give the punter who's paying bucks to walk in the gate a better experience. Sometimes it doesn't take $300 million. That'd be great. But sometimes you don't need that amount of money just to give the punter a better experience than what they're getting at the ground right now. Boy, we've got some texts coming through.
And I'll just leave on this, Matty, before I go. You talking about... growing up with that tradition at the SCG and then moving that tradition to the SFS. All right, well, let's create a new tradition. Let's create a tradition of growing the game, because we love that phrase, yet it seems like we don't want to grow the game if we're just keeping it in Sydney. Grow the game, go to Perth, go to Melbourne, even go to Adelaide, go to Brisbane. Hey, maybe even one year go to New Zealand. Who knows? Okay, create that new tradition for the younger fans. Make it an actual national rugby league.
As one of our texters points out, NRLGF flexibility works for the Super Bowl. And also Matt says, if COVID never happened, moving a grand final anywhere would be huge news. Now it's, well, who kind of cares? Thank you. 0457 736 736. Good on you, mate. We'll chat with Murray Taulagi after this.